This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dearest brothers and sisters, one of the repeated messages of the Quran, something that is mentioned over and over again, is this idea that Allah the Almighty has created our lives to be a test full of tribulation by design. Allah intentionally made our lives to be a string of difficulties. This is mentioned in so many places, for example, in Surah Al-Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He is the one who created death and life in order to test you, to see who is best in conduct. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطَفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبَتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah says, we created human beings from a mixed fluid in order to test them. We made them have the ability to hear and to see. And one of the tests that we are probably all facing today, to varying degrees, is the rise in the cost of living. That today we are seeing an all-time high when it comes to buying basic goods, food, drink, fuel. The bills that we are paying have reached such a high amount that for many people it's not just a struggle, it is putting them into poverty. Some people I know have fallen badly into debt trying to keep up with just the cost of living. We ask Allah the Almighty to grant them relief, to increase them in their rizq, to grant them barakah. Allahumma ameen. But it is a big test. In fact, according to the Office of National Statistics, in this country, the worry of finances is the number one worry on the mind of 77% of the population. And we can see this. We can see this in the form of food banks and charities that are donating food to UK residents. Before the spike in the rise of living or the cost of living, it is said that more than 6.2 million people were dependent on food banks in this country alone. Imagine that. That is almost 10% of the population. And I only truly appreciated this a few months ago when I saw for myself a food bank on a high street close to where I live. And it was next to a masjid. And every Saturday at 11 a.m. they would open their doors to give out carrier bags full of essential goods. And if you were to drive past at that time, you would see a queue that is so long, it wraps around the side of the block. And if you look closely, most of the people in that queue are our own brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy. Waiting there, subhanallah, to be given food like you see on the news in so-called less developed countries. And in this time when we are struggling in terms of our finances, many people think about, you know what, I need to get a second job or a third job. Or I need to find a way to cut back, to save money so that I can make ends meet. And though that is true, there is another perspective that we have as believers following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that perhaps other people do not have. And that is, I can help myself financially by trying to increase the barakah in my wealth. And if the barakah, which translates to blessing, was increased in the money that I have, it would end up going further than it normally would. And in that way, I may be able to overcome this difficulty of this financial cost of living rise. And this idea of barakah, it is something that we all know, but we don't really appreciate it. If you read the Quran, you'll find that there was one prophet who Allah said, this man is Mubarak. And that is Isa alayhi salam. From the cradle he spoke miraculously saying, Inni abdullahi atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya wa ja'alani mubarakan ayna ma kunt. He said, defending the honor of his mother, Allah has made me into a slave of his as well as a prophet. And he has made me Mubarak, a person of barakah, wherever I may be. And the scholars, they say the way Isa, Jesus, was a man of barakah is that his ability to help people was over and beyond what others are capable of. For example, he was able to cure people of serious diseases such as blindness and leprosy, and by the permission of Allah, even able to give life to the dead. Not only that, but he was given barakah in his speech, in his ability to convey teachings that hugely benefited humanity. And the proof of this is that Christianity, even after it was distorted, continued to be the fastest growing religion in the world until it was superseded by Islam. That is some of the ways in which Allah made him Mubarak, blessed. And from that, what we learn is that having barakah is not just to do with money. It's also to do with other things, like having barakah in your knowledge, having barakah in your time, having barakah in your family, and the list goes on. And so what I wanted to speak about today was some practical ways in which we can, inshallah, increase in the barakah, in particular in our wealth. The first way, learning from the Quran and the Sunnah, to increase barakah in your wealth, a person must spend their wealth only on halal. When a person uses their money to spend on that which is pleasing to Allah, Allah in return will place barakah in their wealth. The Prophet ﷺ in an authentic hadith, he said, "Inna hadha al-mal khadiratun hulwa, faman asabahu bihaqqihi burika lahu." He said, "This wealth, it is luscious and it is sweet," meaning everyone wants it. "But whoever spends it in the correct way will find barakah is added to it." Allahu Akbar. Something so simple, but yet can return so much. And the reason why perhaps we don't think of it like this is because money in our minds or our wealth is something that we think we own, we earned, and it belongs to us. But that is not really the case. There are many people who work very hard, but they are not rich. There are many people that are rich who lose all their wealth because of circumstances beyond their control. And what that shows is that actually our wealth is Allah's, and He determines who gets it and who has it restricted. And therefore, if the money that I have right now in my bank account, in my pocket, is Allah's and not mine, it means that I am just a trustee of that money. And therefore, I must use it in the way that the real owner is pleased with. And if I don't, it is as though I am disrespecting the owner of this money. And that is the way Allah spoke about our wealth. In Surah Al-Hadith, Allah said, "Aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi." He said, "Believe in Allah and His messengers and spend from that which Allah made you a trustee of." So next time you check your bank account, realize that that money is not yours, it is Allah's. And if you spend it correctly, inshallah, Allah will increase it in barakah. This is the first way. The second way to increase barakah is to spend generously on the people that Allah has made you responsible over. For example, husbands, your wives, your children, and any other family member who is dependent upon you, spend on them and be generous. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us that Allah the Almighty, this hadith Qudsi, says, "Anfiq ya ibn Adam, unfiq alik." Spend, O son of Adam, I will spend on you. Now what happens usually is that people are often stingy and miserly when it comes to spending on their family and those they are in charge of. This is something Allah does not like. Allah loves to see people that He has made responsible over others be generous towards them. In fact, when you open the Quran and you read Surah Al-Baqarah, the very first verse in the Quran, Allah will celebrate the believers and speak about their good qualities. He said, "الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ." Allah says, the believers, they are those who believe in the unseen, who establish their prayer and who spend from what we have provided them. One of the first things that Allah prays in the Quran about the believers is that they are not stingy rather they spend on their family members. This doesn't mean, however, you should be extravagant and waste your money and be reckless. But it means that you should be generous. And if you take care of the people that Allah has made you responsible over, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. So these are the first two things. Number one is to make sure you only spend on halal, not spending on haram things. And number two, it is to be generous when you spend on your family members. The third, how to increase your barakah, is to give in sadaqah as often as you can. Now somebody may say, I am already in a position where I don't have much money, and you are asking me to give from the little that I have. Yes, that is exactly what we are saying, because the Prophet ﷺ said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ, that Allah will continue to support his slave so long as his slave continues to support his brother. So that means that if you want Allah's help, and you want Allah's help in this time, one of the ways to unlock that is to find somebody else who is perhaps worse off than you and to support them, perhaps with some charity, some sadaqah. And in that way, Allah in turn will look after you. And it is said by Ibn Rajab that when the companions first heard about this hadith that Allah will support his slave so long as the slave supports his brother, they used to go out into the streets trying to find someone sick, someone poor, someone needy, so they could help them in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them back. So this is yet another way to increase the barakah in our wealth. We ask Allah to grant us understanding. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. A fourth way to increase the barakah in your wealth is to ensure that your income, your earnings are from halal sources. And I know someone who lives in this country, someone who works in this country, that is not an easy thing to do, to earn from 100% halal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that there is a man who is on a journey and he reaches a moment of absolute desperation. And so he raises his hands up to Allah, and the Prophet says his clothes are all dusty, his hair is all disheveled. And he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, oh my master, oh my master. And the Prophet says, أطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. He says that this man, as he is calling out to Allah, the food he ate was haram, the drink he had was haram, the clothes he bought were haram, and what he earned was also haram. So how in the world is his dua going to be answered? Subhanallah. This man was so sincere in that moment, was so confident in Allah in that moment, but because before that he had been so negligent about how he earned money, that in that moment of need, Allah would not respond to his dua. May Allah forgive us and protect us from such an abysmal situation. And so right now, if you are in a situation where, you know, I'm not sure whether my income is halal or not, ask someone of knowledge. How many days, months, years are going to go by where you start to think, you know what, I really should find out whether my job is halal or not, but you know, I still haven't. And all those years go by, maybe it wasn't halal. And all those years you have earned haram. That will be on your neck on the day of judgment. May Allah forgive us all. So let us not be negligent about these things. And if you find out that, you know what, my job is halal, but also has haram in it as well, then Allah, he is Ghafoor Rahim. But you must then make a plan to find another job that will remove those haram elements and be better than that. May Allah grant us all tawfiq and understanding. Allahumma ameen. And the last way to increase the barakah in our wealth is not to waste what Allah has given us already, especially when it comes to food. It is said that a third of all food produced in the world is wasted today. Imagine, a third. There are mountains of wheat and corn that are deliberately not sold in order to drive up the price in the market, but also in the homes, especially British culture. You find that people, when they eat dinner, for example, they will take the food and put it in their plate. And they will eat as much as they want. And then what will they do with the rest? They will throw it in the bin. أعوذ بالله من ذلك. There are people in the world that would happily go inside that bin and scoop out what you threw away and eat it. SubhanAllah. Many of them are our own brothers and sisters living in other countries. And yet we are wasting it. This is not something that Allah likes. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. Because we are insulting the blessing of Allah. Wasting food is a big issue in this country. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the food for one is enough for two. The food for two is enough for four. And the food for four is enough for eight. Why did the Prophet say this? A number of reasons. One of them is to increase in the barakah. Because when you share, you earn Allah's pleasure. And in that way, do you increase in the barakah. But also when you share, what happens is that you start to think about the other person on the other side of the table. Sometimes you may have noticed that if you are eating from one platter, and you see something that your eyes fall on, and you realize only one of that left, you will think maybe somebody else would want that. And so it also increases mindfulness of others, and love for others as well. And so I recommend that as families, we should share our food. That could mean that we all eat from one pot, one platter. But it could also mean that when we take food, we take it from one container, and then we take as much as we want to eat. And then if we want more, we go for seconds. And if we took food and we didn't finish it, we should not throw that away. Instead, what should we do? We should keep it to eat another time. SubhanAllah gave us a fridge. Allah gave us freezers. It is so easy to recycle that food and to have it later. And if you do that, it is a way of showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a beautiful culture to create in your house, that you never waste anything. You always look for a way to recycle this at a later date. This is under Allah. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah for tawfiq. The last piece of advice I would give you all is something we read from Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that one of the best days in my life to wake up is the day that I wake up and I find that the cupboards are empty without food or drink. Because on that day I know I have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is perhaps the days that we are living in right now. Maybe not to this extreme level, but you are sitting maybe in a deficit right now, or you're scraping through, and it's so negative. But look at Imam Ahmad. You're saying actually there's a positive way to look at that as well, that Allah has given you a chance to explore another way to worship Him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, you alone we rely upon for help as well. And it is in these tough times that we are almost forced to seek Allah's help. But in seeking Allah's help, do we earn His pleasure and do we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us not become people that neglect these types of advices. And so even if Allah gives us money and wealth, we still have no barakah. And I know people like this. One of my teachers, he told me about a multimillionaire who lived in Saudi Arabia. And this man wasn't very religious. He's extremely wealthy. And what happened is towards the end of his life, he became older, he developed a very bad illness. So much so that they had to operate and remove his stomach and his digestive system. And after that, he was only able to drink fluids. Now the story goes that he was sitting in his amazing car with his driver. And as his driver was taking him somewhere, the man said, "Stop here, I want to look at something." Stopped by a street and he put down his window and he looked outside and he saw a group of construction workers. Sweltering heat, they were working away, they had stopped to take their lunch. And what they were eating was just an onion that had been grilled and some pieces of bread. And they were passing it around and eating it. And that rich multimillionaire, he said to his driver, "I would give all my wealth away to just taste that onion in my mouth right now, subhanAllah." Imagine. He is sitting on a mountain of wealth, and yet because Allah had not allowed him to benefit from it, it became completely useless, unable to benefit. And this is a lesson for us all. It's not really about how much you have, but it is about how much barakah Allah has given you in that wealth. And that is what we ask Allah for. That Allah, He increases us in our barakah. In our barakah, in our time, in our health, in our wealth, and everything that is good. Allahumma ameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our wealth. Purify from all the haram that has corrupted. Allahumma ameen. And we ask Allah to purify our intentions going forward, that we live according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min khasirin. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقيموا الصلاة